This is where these Syrian families have ended up after escaping the bloodshed back home. 165 Syrians, nearly half of them children, say they have been living without proper accommodation for weeks. They also have to sort out documents on their own in order to have access to rights for refugees.
We're faced with desperate families, and this is a very difficult situation for them. Some of the women are pregnant. Children can't go to school. Living under the open skies, we can't just sit idle like this.
My entire family is living here near the park. It's painful. I left my work. The children are hungry. Living like this is not a choice. It's shameful for France, for the mayor of Saint-Ouen.
With the park closed and no accommodation in place, these Syrian refugee families have no idea where they will be spending their coming nights and days. What has angered charities is the closing down of the park, where children were safer than they are now.
You can see that there is a chain and there are locks closing the park. The authorities have decided to close it down.
The mayor of the neighborhood promised to help, but these families have been left to depend on handouts from Samaritans. Local authorities say it's up to the French Foreign Ministry to find a solution.
France goes to war everywhere. France is the most aggressive country. It went to war in Libya and in Mali, but it doesn't care for refugees and offers them no help.
For these families, living on the streets is a misery they hope to escape soon. Anastasia Pry, Press TV, Paris.